Let's see what Mr. Radioland's got.
Are you all ready?
Oh, God, no. Something else. Come on, what you got? What you got? What? No. Something else. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, jeez, not this song again. Come on. Something, come on, what you got? What you got?
Hey now, what's this? Let's give this a listen. Welcome to episode 13 of our Sounds Atlantic podcast. Hope all of you have enjoyed a fabulous holiday season, and here's wishing each of you the best of what this good life can offer in this new year. Now for over 20 years, the Newfoundland and Labrador trio of beautiful ladies who are the Ennis sisters have established a national reputation for their elegance and harmony and repertoire, including the song traditions of their native Newfoundland, with the luster that only sisters can conjure. Along the way, Maureen Ennis, the eldest in the trio, has managed to become a significant songwriter with a conversational mesh to her lyrics that sustains powerful emotional feels, and that signature favorite of salty wisdom that has seemingly carried within the Atlantic breezes out there. Credited as co-owner of 10 of the album's 11 songs, she has come to the task with deeply personal motives. The only song she didn't write on this new release was penned by Graham Nash, and it was titled Wasted on the Way. While the group's recent shared loss to dementia of their greatest supporter through thick and thin, their dad, John Ennis, the girls refer to John as their Superman, and he's eulogized in the liner notes to this album. And it lends added resonance to the singing and the title of the album, Keeping Time. Keeping Time is the latest offering from the Ennis sisters. The concept album plays on the theme of time and what we do with it. It's about the passing of time, the loss of traditions, the things we do to hold on to what matters the most, says Maureen Ennis. And in the end of our lives, when the edges of our memories are fraying and we're falling in and out of time, hopefully looking back, we'll feel we lived our lives to the fullest with little regret. Keeping Time was produced by Alan Doyle, and you'll recognize this band leader from Great Big Sea. And musicians of the album include Matthew Byrne and a bass player from Clarenville titled Ron Hines, but not to be confused with the iconic Ron Hines from Fairyland, who died 3 years ago. This album is most certainly one of the trio's very best. Now, in a short while, Maureen Ennis will be joining me from her home in St. John, so don't go away, as I'll be back with Maureen in the finger snap. I'm your host, Ron Moores, inviting you to join me for a visit with Maureen Ennis. But just before she joins us, I thought I'd introduce the show with a few songs from this trio of sisters who've been around since 1997, when they made their debut album titled Red is the Rose. By the end of the year, the album was named Best Folk Album by the Music Industry of Newfoundland and Labrador. The following year, they received Female Artist of the Year and Group of the Year awards. Well, I'm going to begin this show with a track from Keeping Time, and this is titled Wheels, and then we'll carry on with a couple more songs before Maureen Ennis joins us here. And from Keeping Time, here is Wheels.
So fine to leave the weary world behind.
has come to know we're on our way home. Let the wheels go round to another town. Oh, let the songs carry us on and on. We'll see your smiles for 100 miles. Let the lights go down, let the wheels go round. Each time our hearts were broken, could have stopped but still kept going. Another town, another show, another mile. Chance we'll get to say we're on our way home. Let the wheels go round to another town. Oh, let the songs carry us on and on. We'll see your smiles for 100 miles. Let the lights go down and let the wheels go round.
That was Wheels, everyone, from the Ennis Sisters' brand new project titled Keeping Time. Just wanted to give you a little taste of that before Maureen Ennis joined us for us track by track here on Sounds Atlantic. And don't go away. Maureen will be here with us momentarily. Now, I might point out that the Ennis Sisters' maternal roots were embedded in the Irish southern shore of the Avalon Peninsula, where you'll find Hines and Curran roots and many Irish artists' names like that. And speaking of Hines' roots, a few years back before he passed away, artists from all over Newfoundland and Labrador came together in St. John's to raise money for the island's iconic singer Ron Hines, who was in recovery at the time from throat cancer, finally got him, in November of 2015, if I recall. Among the multitude of stars who sang Ron Hines songs that night were the Ennis Sisters, who performed a song that Ron co-wrote with Murray McLaughlin, who was in our area just a short week or two ago to receive a prestigious achievement award. Both artists released separate versions of their song, which speaks to the despair that so many young Newfoundlanders were suffering from decades ago when the island's economy couldn't support a full working population. My, times have changed, even though the current oil prices are rather low. So here are the Ennis Sisters with their cover, and one of my favorites as well, of the Ron Hines composition, No Change in Me.
It was the very first Ron Hines song that we ever recorded.
And every artist remembers the first time they hear themselves on the radio. And this was a song that we heard. We were driving in our Ford Focus down the highway. The song came on, we cranked it, and we thought we were the coolest things going. And we still do anytime we sing a Ron Hines song. So here we go.
This is called No Change.
You could shoot off a cannon down the middle. Attract no attention in downtown St. John's. This getting nowhere is getting to me. Wondering where can you go to be all you can be.
No regular Joe wants to pull up and go and wind up homesick where there's no one you know. Just a smoke and a beer and the sports on TV. Being sorry you left with no choice but to leave. No change in the weather. There's no change in me. I don't want to leave, but I can't live for free. I can't eat the air, and I can't drink the sea. No change in the weather. There's no change in me.
Everyone, that's a Ron Hines and Mary McLaughlin composition, No Change in Me. Now, there was a time a while ago that Sister Teresa Innes crossed over the ocean to seek her fortune in Halifax. And for a number of years, she made her home there. Just before I introduce the Innes sisters, I'd like to play a track from an album that Teresa released as a side project back during the days when she was living in Halifax. The album is titled Space, perhaps in reference to the space that separated her from her sisters, or perhaps from the space she was enjoying away from home. I'll have to ask her one day. From her solo project, here is Teresa Innes with Going to the Country.
Look out the window, what do I see? Cows hanging G'day, everybody. This is April Virch. I want to thank you for joining my friend, Ron Moores, and listening to Sounds Atlantic. Stay tuned for the finest roots and acoustic music from Atlantic Canada.
All right, everyone, that's Going to the Country from Teresa Ennis from her album titled Space. And finally, before Maureen joins us to showcase Keeping Time, I thought it would be appropriate to pick up from where Maureen and I left off a few years ago when they had just recorded their last album titled Stages. So from this lovely Ennis sister album, here are Out from St. Leonard's and Summer of My Dreams.
In the mid-1960s, the news rang out clear. Pack your bags and your nets, you must get out of here. Take your picks and your shovels, your rakes and your hoes. The government says you must pack up and go. Well, the news, it soon spread to the harbors and coves that the young crowd were leaving in hordes and in droves. For to go to Toronto to follow their goals, or to go to Placentia to live on the dole. And it's out from St. Leonard's and out from Tuslow they'd steam cross the bay with their houses in tow. With their beds in the bow and their stoves in the stern, bound away with their sons and their daughters. Now Skipper Jim Pittman, he said he wouldn't go while there's nets to be mended and hay to be mown. He said he'd never work, no matter the pay, in some hockey stick factory out Stephenville way. And it's out from St. Leonard's and out from Tuslow they'd steam cross the bay with their houses in tow. With their beds in the bow and their stoves in the stern, bound away with their sons and their daughters. Now on all politicians they cursed and they swore they'd rather put fight off in some distant war. For when they cease to ramble and they cease to roam, they like to return to a place they call home. And it's out from St. Leonard's and out from Tuslow they'd steam cross the bay with their houses in tow. With their beds in the bow and their stoves in the stern, bound away with their sons and their harbors and coves are ghost towns. You'd need a long liner to harvest the grounds. And a big oil refinery now stands as a shrine to the daughters and sons who remember the time. They sailed out from St. Leonard's and out from Tuslow. They'd steam cross the bay with their houses in tow. The bay with their houses in tow, with their the shade of this old tree, in the summer of my dreams, by the tall grass, by the wild rose, where the trees dance as the wind blows. And the days go oh so slowly, and the sun shines oh so holy on the good and gracious green in the summer of my dreams, by the banks of this old stream, in the summer of my dreams, by the deep pool where the fish wait for the old fool with the wrong bait. There's a field of purple clover. I see a small cloud passing over, and then the rain comes washing clean in the summer of my dreams. See the raindrops on the grass now, just like diamonds lying there by the old road where I pass now. There's a twilight in the air, and as the sun sets down before me, I see my true love waiting for me, standing by the back porch screen in the summer of my dreams. In the shade of this old tree, in the summer of my dreams, by the tall grass, by the wild rose, where the trees dance as the beans grow. As the days go oh so slowly, and the sun shines oh so holy on the good and gracious green in the summer of my dreams. And then the rain comes washing clean in the summer of my dreams.
Art of You One, from their last album titled Stages. That was the Ennis Sisters with Summer of My Dreams, and we began the set of three with Out from St. Leonard's.
You're listening to Sounds Atlantic with Ron Moores. I'm Matthew Byrne, a traditional singer and guitarist from St. John's, Newfoundland. I'm a solo performer, and I'm also lead singer and bouzouki player with the Dardanelles. If you're a fan of great folk and traditional music, you'll find it here, where Ron is dusting off old gems, as well as showcasing what's new and exciting to East Coast folk.
It's of the victory of the Nile. Once more we'll make Britannia smile.
And joining me right now to talk about the sisters' new release, Keeping Time, is singer-songwriter and guitar player Maureen Ennis.
Okay. Maureen Ennis, what a delight to be talking to you again. I can't believe it's been 3 years since you and I did this.
I can't believe either. Where did that time go?
I'm so
delighted to be speaking to you again, Ron. That's lovely.
It is so. And I'm really looking forward to talking to you about this album. I've been listening to it, and it's got a lovely mix of themes and music and melodies. And you know what? I want to start by saying this. When I went back to your last album that you and I talked about, Stages, You had written a couple of songs on the album, and I look at this and I think, my goodness, Maureen's gone wild. She's written she's written some really lovely pieces here. Now, what's that all about? My goodness, that's a big acceleration in your songwriting in terms of, well, in terms of at least your recording it on an album.
Yeah, well, it's been a while since I sat down and actually wrote a project, but this project over the last couple of years, you know, has really taken shape. After we wrote the song for Perry Chafe, my partner, and I wrote a song for Karen's wedding, her first dance with Dad, actually, at her wedding. And the song was called Keeping Time.
I wanted to start off with that, as a matter of fact. That's how much I loved it.
And that's where it all began, is that we wrote this song for their wedding, and I thought, you know, what an awesome concept to write an entire project around keeping time. And, you know, like the loss of tradition and the way we try to hold on to things. It's the most precious thing we have is time. And just how, you know, life sort of moves through. And I thought, why don't we sit down and try to do an entire record like that? So I was fortunate enough to be able to write with Perry and Alan Doyle and Mark Murphy on this record, as well as there was a couple of songs written just by me. And then, of course, we had to have one song on this record that wasn't written by me at all, because I didn't want all that pressure. It's hard, you know, when you put your own music out there, it almost feels like when someone doesn't like it, it hurts a little bit.
Well, you know what, Maureen?
Someone doesn't like Graham Nash's song, Wasted on the Way.
Well, I'm here to tell you, and no disrespect to Graham, but I'm here to tell you, if you hadn't have done that, I personally would have been totally delighted.
Thank you. We certainly do like the song, though. It's such a nice three-part harmony. You know, you hear Crosby, Stills, Nash sing the song, and we thought, it might be kind of interesting to hear three girls sing it instead of the three boys, and it turned out pretty nice.
All right, well, we'll get to that one as we go through, but let's start off with Keeping Time. This is a gem. I think it sets the stage, and it goes like this.
My childhood, to the simpler days of my youth. It's hard to find a happier time than when I was dancing with you. I remember those Newfoundland waltzes with the crowd all three fouring in twos. And from left to right to the tiny red light, we dance the whole night through. Dance with me and we'll glide along, just like we used to do. With music and friends we will go round again. I love keeping time with you. Joy that they brought, wave over wave on a gray foggy day, sweet forget me not. Dance with me and we'll glide along, just like we used to do. With music and friends we will go round again. I love keeping time with you. Me
part of you, one that's keeping time. It's the title track from the Inner Sisters' brand new album, and I have the pleasure of talking with Maureen from, I don't know, where are you? Are you home?
I'm in St. John's right now, yes, and it's a beautiful day.
Oh, good for you.
Finally.
Good for you. You've had some shaky weather there recently.
Oh, I know. It's been pretty brutal.
Yeah, it has. Listen, I'd like to talk to you also about Alan Doyle's production here, and if you would, I'm just curious, how would you compare working with Alan and working with Billy?
Oh, they're different styles. I mean, I enjoy working with both of those guys. When I work with Billy, it's very definitely, Billy has a certain way of bringing out the traditional instruments, and he's very true to, it's just two different styles, really. Alan, he has a lot of energy. He decided what we do with this one is we would go in and record it pretty much live off the floor. With Billy, it was a process. It probably took us about 3 weeks to a month. We were really, we went through it and were very careful on how we chose things. And with Alan, it was sort of, we did all the work beforehand and then went in the studio and recorded it in about 3 days.
Wow.
That's the full album, and that's the vocals. I think it took us a day and a half to sing down our vocals. And so you get this, a lot of energy, and it's kind of a more of a live feel to this project. And so we worked so hard in pre-production on the CD. I mean, it was every day we were just running vocal parts and, you know, making sure that once we went in the studio, everything was exactly the way we wanted it to be, because we had no time to spare, really. And I really love how this record came out. Alan was very true to each song. And I love his take on it because, you know, Alan has... sort of a more rock pop feel to his music, and
yes.
You know, we have a very laid back with the Inner Sisters. It isn't as party heavy, you know, but he brought in this beautiful energy to our music, and I we couldn't be happier.
Well, of course, Alan, as well, you're absolutely right about his style, but of course, as you know, he's also true to his roots. He's proud of the roots. The roots have always shone through his music. I had the pleasure of seeing him at the ECMAs, and, you know, I mean, I saw a lot of artists there, but nobody blew the audience away like he did.
Perfect entertainer. I mean, we can't say enough about him, and he is absolutely true to his roots. He knows exactly what colors we need to get, exactly the players. He was it was amazing to work with him, and at the time that we were working with him too, he's you know, getting ready to release his book and CD at the same time, so he was signing all the pre-orders while he was producing our record and never missed a beat.
I don't know,
you know,
where he gets
amazing.
The time.
Made everybody feel empowered in the studio, and it was just a positive experience all the way around.
We're trying to track him down. He's been on tour. His agent sent me his latest album, so we're hoping to catch up with Alan in the near future.
He's super busy, I
tell you. Yeah, he sure is. Let's turn to another one. Sunken Garden, if you would. Speak to us about Sunken Garden. This is another one of your compositions.
It took me 10 years to write this song. I had a chorus a few years ago, and it just never came about. And our dad just recently passed away from Lewy body dementia back in March. And the song just started going through that whole process of losing our dad to something so tragic. He just didn't know anything, you know, his memory was going, and, you know, when I kept thinking, you know, if we close our eyes, all these beautiful memories, we have this cabin in Cape Royal where we spend most of our time, it's sort of where we reset, go back to zero, and we sort of, if the stress of the world just sort of goes away there, and Mom and Dad spent years making this beautiful place for us to exist in, and so many memories are there, and even though Dad couldn't remember, and even though now he's gone, if we close our eyes, those things will always be there, and that's what that song is about. It's just spending time and always having those memories in the sunken garden.
It's a lovely part of the world down there in Cape Royal on the southern shore. I've always been fond of the southern shore.
Yeah. So we're very lucky that we were able to grow up there and have a lot of fond memories with our dad and Mom, of course, but it was just an important song to write, again, in keeping time.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
shining through. There's nothing that I wouldn't give to spend my time with you. In our sunken garden on a sunny
Geraldine Hallett from The Once. You're listening to my lovely friend, Ron Morris.
Please fill up your mind. I hope you do not cry.
That's Sunken Garden, everyone, from Keeping Time. And I'd like to talk to you about the pickers on this album. And speaking about Cape Royal before I go there, so that's Southern Shore, and if you kept in your car and it kept going south, you'd run into Fairland, where Ron Hines comes from.
That's right.
You make reference to Ron among the pickers. I'm not sure how that works, but if you would speak to us about the, you've got some brilliant people on here, you know, some really classic
Newfoundland artists. That's right. This Ron Hines is actually from Clarenville.
Okay.
He's a bass player. And
oh, right,
plays
okay.
Heather Rankin. And we thought it was first it was shocked me too when I saw the name Ron Hines, but because I figured, you know, maybe he'd put in a middle initial or something.
Yeah, right.
To distinguish between the two, but
right.
He's a fantastic musician, probably one of the nicest people I've ever had the pleasure of working with, and
oh, nice.
It's amazing to have him on the CD.
All right, and you've got some other great people on there too. If you would speak to us also about Mark Murphy, because you co-write with Mark. Tell us about Mark.
And Mark is on the road with us all the time. Mark does our managing, tour managing. He's been with the band now 20 years or more. And so, you know, it's just an easy, you know, Mark and I have written songs over the years, over the last 20 years, on every record, you know, we've been co-writing together. It's a very easy partnership. And he also knows the harmonies He got a music degree. And so when it comes to our vocals and things, he knows how to keep our voices working properly. And, you know, when it comes to coming up with harmony parts, he's there to kind of run the parts by. And he's just a wonderful guy in the band.
Wonderful. And you've got some other folks on there that are favorites of mine. Matthew Byrne, what would he have done on the album? Played some guitar, did he? Or did he do some background vocals?
He played guitar and mandolin, or a bouzouki on Keeping Time.
Neat. I didn't know he played bouzouki. How about that?
Oh, my God. Matthew is one of the most amazing musicians.
He's such
a fantastic singer, performer, entertainer. He knows something about everything. And one of the funniest guys. And we've known Matthew since he's been a little, we were little children, you know. He's kind of like our little brother. And he comes out on the road with us from time to time.
Neat.
And it's a pleasure to work with Matt.
He's one of the finest traditional singers in Canada.
Absolutely. I would absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
And we're really happy to know him, too. He's a really great friend.
Oh, yes, so. He's one of the nicest fellas I know on the music tour. Aaron Collis is another terrific musician as well. He plays some mandolin, and what else does he do?
He's playing accordion and mandolin on this particular CD. But, I mean, Aaron could play anything.
Aaron's not
an instrument I don't think he can't play.
Yeah.
And he's just one of these guys that, again, if you have a chance to play with Aaron, you just have to take that opportunity. He's extremely busy. And any time that, you know, his schedule opens up and we're able to perform together, it's magical.
So, Paul Kinsman is on here. Cherish the Ladies, I'm not sure who they are. I guess you could speak to us about Cherish the Ladies and Lady Cove Women's Choir as well.
Yeah, Cherish the Ladies are a female chieftains. We actually just came off tour with Cherish the Ladies. There's a couple of ladies in there from Ireland, Scotland, and two from New York. An incredible, if you don't know Cherish the Ladies, you have to look them up. They're phenomenal musicians. And we, like I said, we just did a tour of the Newfoundland and Labrador Arts and Culture Centers together. And they took us to Scotland, where they sold out the Royal Concert Hall over there, 2,300 seats. And they invited us along to play with them. We did a full tour through the United States with them. And they pretty much sold out every night that we played.
Neat.
And they're a fantastic Celtic traditional group, and totally worth looking up. And the Lady Cove Women's Choir, that is a choir here in Newfoundland, and it's exactly what it is. It's just a ladies' choir, and it's directed by a lady named Kelly Walsh, who we wouldn't be doing what we're doing in this industry without her. She was our voice teacher back in the day.
In
kindergarten, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
And she was in grade 7, maybe, and she used to come down and just teach me songs at recess time or, you know, at lunchtime, and got me on stage for the very first time. And this far into our lives, you know, she's still there. She was the one that actually put us in our very first family music competition and basically made us feel like, oh, we could actually do this for a living. We didn't even realize Karen could sing.
Wow.
And she said, you know what, why don't we try this? And it's due to her that I totally credit her for why we do what we do. Hmm. And she directs this choir, Lady Cove Woman Choir, and we were just very fortunate to have them on that track at the Daughters of Newfoundland.
Wonderful. I should say in passing that I've always had a bit of a soft spot in my heart for what you gals do, because I remember that it was either my first or my second Newfoundland Labrador Folk Festival, and I've gone to everyone since, where you appeared. And June Hiscock was a promoter at the time in St. John's, and June introduced me to your mom and dad. We were standing at the festival on the grounds in Bannerman Park.
Doing that again this year.
Are you?
We're doing the Friday night.
That's right.
And,
yes, excellent.
And Buddy Watch's name, I think, are playing at it as well.
Yes.
So it's going to be a fantastic night.
I'm going to sneak backstage and say hello.
Oh, you should. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be great to see you in person. It's because it's been a long time, I think, since I have seen you.
That's great that you're coming down to see the festival. That's fantastic.
Yes, I go every year. Yeah, it's a delightful festival. My my favorite part is the tents in the mornings. The tents are terrific.
And we're doing that all weekend, too, the Songwriters thing. Karen's doing a recitation tent. Yeah, we're going to be a part of the whole weekend this time.
Just forget the backstage and do the tents and say hello in the tents. Because the tents are really, really neat, as you know.
And hopefully we get really nice weather. Hopefully it's not
Yes, yeah, indeed. Maureen, let's put a couple together. Let's put Go Rosie Go and California Wine together if you speak to those.
Okay, Rosie, Go Rosie Go is about Teresa's daughter, Rosie. She just turned 4 last August.
Oh, nice.
And just a firecracker. She's so creative and just a beautiful human being. I cannot remember my life before she was in it. You know, she just feels like she's always been there. And so Mark and I wrote this song about her, and hopefully she never loses that spirit. It's just, you know, take on the world as best you can. You know, that's basically what the song is about. And then California Wine is about mom and dad and the process that they just went through, you know, mom losing her partner to this very tragic illness, where dad was falling in and out of time. He didn't know her most of the time. And it was very heartbreaking to see. And she never left his side. And, you know, I wrote his obituary and said, you know, leaving behind his beloved wife, Cecilia. And she said, you have to put down and best friend. They were inseparable. They weren't apart for over 41 years.
Oh,
and, you know, it was quite devastating. But there were these moments during this disease where you'd swear dad came back and mom had her partner there. It was like there were these clear moments where he'd speak like the old dad. And we wonder if it was wishful thinking or was it, you know, was he actually there with us for those brief moments? But that's where it came from. And it's basically, you know, why can't we age as sweet as California wine? And that's where it came from.
Lovely. Here are Go Rosie Go and California Wine.
Hey now, Rosie, we're going to dressed up in your cape and boots. Running off to save the day with nothing in the world to lose. Heading to the top of the highest hill, there's not a cloud in sight. All systems set to go, believe in with all your might. Voice for all the world to hear, and maybe we just might forget there's such a thing as fear. drank a toast, and you knew my name. And for a perfect moment, it seemed like we were just the same. Thought we had forever. I really wish you could remember falling in and out of time. Where do we go when so many years and memories fade into the fray? They keep slipping away and you're always leaving.
And cities of Atlantic Canada. You're listening to Ron Moore, South Atlantic.
All right, everyone, that's California Wine. We backed it with Go Rosie Go. They're from a new album, Keeping Time, that the Ennis Sisters have out. They'll be touring it soon, and we'll be talking about that in a minute or two.
Well, that's the end of part one of this podcast, but don't go away. The second half is just a click away when we'll continue this program featuring the Ennis Sisters and my interview with Maureen Ennis.